Well, today is a great day for America in our long battle with coronavirus.
That, of course, is President Biden from yesterday with the announcement that the Centers for Disease Control now says fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks outdoors and in most indoor settings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there are a few exceptions when it comes to crowded places.
We still have the requirement to wear masks when you travel on buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation. And we are, as well as airports and stations.
With reaction to this new decision, we're joined this morning by Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and School of Medicine. Dr. Hamer, good morning and welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
So give us your initial reaction to this new federal guidance on masks.
It's exciting, but I have some concerns. I think that there's still parts of the country where there's a fair amount of virus being transmitted. And I think it may be a little early to start, sort of shedding masks. I mean, certainly for vaccinated people, the risk of becoming infected is very low and the risk of severe disease is almost zero. But the problem is that in mixed settings where there are unvaccinated people that may say, oh, I don't need to wear a mask anymore, then there could be a potential risk for increased transmission.
There's been some criticism of the CDC's announcement yesterday already, saying that the CDC is giving mixed messages to the public, as it seems like guidance from the CDC has been changing on a weekly basis. Is the CDC muddling its message? What's your view?
No, I mean, I think they're trying to catch up to the science, but the challenge is putting out a message when a lot of people have not yet been vaccinated. I think it's encouraging to get people to be vaccinated because there are so many benefits and they're adding to that list of potential benefits. But on the other hand, when there's still a lot of disease around, I think we need to continue to be cautious. And I think only a few states have immediately released their mask mandate. And I think others are going to be, take their time and decide whether it's really wise to do so.
Well, in fact, here in Massachusetts, the state is keeping its indoor mask mandate in place for now. I take it you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a good idea. I mean, the data for Massachusetts have fortunately been progressively improving in terms of total number of cases, proportion positive, even the wastewater data for the greater Boston area. So, I mean, all the indicators are that we're having a gradual decline in transmission, and presumably this is because of the increased uptake of vaccine, but still there's a potential for transmission indoors. I mean, outdoors, it's fine. I mean, there's so little evidence that outdoor transmission happens. I feel comfortable with sort of, a release of outdoor mask mandates, but indoors where there's a mix of people vaccinated and unvaccinated, I think we need to continue to be cautious.
So let me ask the personal question, if I might. When it comes to yourself and or your family, will you still be wearing masks indoors and outdoors?
Indoors in public places, absolutely. I actually we're still almost never go out to eat at a restaurant. And certainly if I'm in a store, a supermarket or whatever, I would still continue to wear a mask. Indoors with a gathering of people where I know everybody's been vaccinated, then I would feel comfortable removing the mask.
Will you get on an airplane?
I have, and I've worn a mask the whole time, and including in the airport. I've taken 3 flights in the last 4 months and felt relatively comfortable.
All right. Last question, a bigger picture. About 45% of the people here in Massachusetts are eligible to get a COVID vaccine and are fully vaccinated right now. How do we get that number higher, and how high does it need to go?
So how high it needs to go, I mean, I think we need to get at least 80% to 90% of eligible populations. And we now have vaccine available down to 12 years old with a new change, the new approval by the FDA. But that still means that younger children will not be vaccinated. So in order to really have a good level of protective immunity. And we need a large proportion of adolescents and adults to be immunized. How do we get there? You know, I think we need to continue to overcome any disinformation, any hesitancy, but also make sure there's really easy access to vaccination. You know, I think if you make it, you know, available at the corner pharmacy or through practices, then it will be easier and more likely to be accessed. And other, you know, maybe innovative strategies with vaccine vans or whatever to try and reach neighborhoods that may have limited access.
All right. Okay. Progress, but a ways to go. Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and School of Medicine, thanks again for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob.